Morning, Rabbosai. Welcome to a new week. A Mazel Dik a week. We make a chasna this week in Yetz Hashem Shul Tova. And we got Purim. And the good news for you is that I'm going to be away for the Sheva Brochas for a few days. And going to be spending the first, I think the first time in my life, Purim in Manchester. I will have to see what that looks like.
You're Purim in Manchester?
I'm Purim in Manchester, Yetz Hashem. Yeah, also. Oh, so Vadya will be there, so I'll see you in Torah with that. I'll see you in Torah way there.
Where do you daven?
Shavuot Tefillah, where Rabbi Leib
Yishovanovich. Ah, I daven in Chotkev.
Chotkev. Okay, fine. But we might meet each other. In Torah way we should meet. Okay, so we want to conclude our discussion from Erev Shabbos about B'nai Bonov Shel Homon Shalom de Torah B'nai Barak. And the question was that we are not Mekabel Gerim from Amalek. The Mechilta says Beforish. So therefore, how could the descendants of Homon be Elach Yidden, learning and teaching Torah? Obviously, along the line somewhere, there must have been, well, we'll see, not necessarily, but you would assume there must have been Gerim somewhere down the middle, that somebody from Amalek came to be Miskaya, and therefore, as a result, eventually, there were children from that Gerus. But we'll see that not necessarily. I've got three Mahalchim that we find one in the Rishon, and the other two, I think, are Achronim. In order to suggest how we can overcome the problem of B'nai Bonov Shel Homon learning Torah B'nai Barak. Agav.
Could be B'nai Baba Mitzad
Imam. Oh, we're coming to that. Yeah, we're coming to that. These are the possibilities. But Agav, two things that come up Agav are, number one, how come that Homon should have the schus as B'nai Bonov Limdu Torah B'nai Barak? Yeah, Elchoya, that would be a gewaldiges chus for somebody. Yeah, and they must have done something good. And then Beforshim say, I can't remember where I saw it or heard it, that Chazal tell us, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Beria. Every good deed that a person does, whether he's a tzaddik, whether he's a rosha, whether he meant it bekavona, he meant it shaloi bekavona, but every good deed that a person does, he gets sechah. And therefore, even though Haman was a son of Yisrael and wanted to destroy Yisrael, Avol Biken, through him, came a massive Kiddush Hashem, then the Holy Altar of Purim. Everything is as a result of what Haman tried to do. So even though Haman meant for the bad, Afal Biken, I remember what's called Rabbi Amnon Yitzchak. He tells a story. Rabbi Amnon Yitzchak is this Temani, I think, who used to be a pop singer or something like that, and he became very from, and now he's got this organization called Shofar, in which he's Mekabel, in which he's Machzir Yidden B'Tshuva, and he's been here, he's spoken in Reb Chunas at the time, he's been to London as well. And he tells a story. He says that Shofar, in those days, used to send out like mail shots, thousands of letters to people, just like lists of people from telephone books or whatever, thousands of letters to addresses with cassettes inside. And inside, for those of you who don't know what a cassette is, we used to have tape recorders, we used to record shiurim on cassettes. And these cassettes would fit into an envelope, and he would send out like thousands upon thousands of these cassettes with him speaking, divrei, the sort of things that he could say, because only he could say, I used to be there, I wasn't from, I was a pop singer, I was whatever it was, and I did all mini various, etc. And now I've seen the light, and now you have to do the same thing. Amnon Yitzchak himself tells the story. He says that one of his letters arrived at the house of Ayid, who was not at all from. And what he used to do every day is he would pick up his post at the door, and then he would walk to the bus stop, and he would get a bus to work. So on the way to the bus stop, while he's walking, he's sifting through the post to see what came, And he sees this thing from Amnon Yitzchak, organization Shofar, to bring people back to what's called
Yiddishkeit.
To Yiddishkeit. And he didn't need it. He didn't need this letter. Okay, for the moment, let's wind on to after 120. This Yid died. He was a Frey Yid all his life. He was a Soini Yisrael. He hated the Frommers, and etc. He was not showing the Torah mitzvahs by any means whatsoever. And he comes off Olam Ha'emes and they start weighing up all his averus, and all the black malachim come along and they accuse him of all terrible things, and you can see the scales going down against him. Yeah? Comes along a malach melitz Yosha and says, I've got zechusim for him, and starts piling on the zechusim on the other side of the scale. And gradually the scale on the good side moves downwards and the scale on the bad side. And he's saying, hey, he said, what did I do to deserve this? He's in Olam Ha'emes now. He said, what did I do to deserve this? So they say as follows, do you remember that day when you got an envelope from Shofar and you were sifting through your post and you saw that this was from a tshuva organization? You weren't interested. What did you do with the letter? Well, in Olam Ha'emes, your memory is perfect. He says, I tossed it on the floor. He was on his way to the bus stop and he just dropped it on the pavement. He didn't want it, together with his tax bill. And then he said somebody was walking behind him and picked the envelope up.
The tax bill.
Very good. Yeah. And this guy was also not from, but he played the cassette, he was interested. And in the end he became a Baal Tshuva, and he sat and learned, and his children are learning, and the next generation, Shomer Torah Mitzvos, and all this is in your Zechus. And even though, said Rabbi Avnon Yitzchak, even though he threw the letter away because he didn't want it, and he remained a Soine Yiddishkeit all his life, you did a good deed, even if you're a terrible person, you did many, many bad deeds, but you're entitled to your schar for the things that you do. So therefore, Haman as well. Therefore as well, it says Haman, even though he was Goyrem, a Kiddush Hashem, against his will, and diametrically opposed to this Kiddush Hashem happening, Afal Pekein, Sof Kosof, he was Goyim a Kiddush Hashem, and therefore he's entitled to the schad that Bnei Bonov should be learning Torah in Bnei Brak. We have one more subject to cover, which is what's the definition of a ger and tzedek as against stam a ger, and then Bnei Eder will have the three answers as to how Bnei Bonov Shalomon could be learning Torah Bnei Brak.
Adore 9th of March, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld Schlita, Tanis Esther. This week's Torah was sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Ron Ben Ramodachai Zechron Abroch of Ziyatah is next Shabbat. The Stos Hashem Acharem Amal Chamosh Shachzuri Levoteim Neshalom Bim Heiro.
Amen. Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. It's Mishmak up here. New Makam. Okay, Moyadik. So, Bishr Shem, I'd very much like to discuss the Choshev Olam, the sugi of Tanis Esther. I think what's so fascinating about Tanis Esther, that if you were to ask the average Yid, what's the source for Tanis Esther? Where does it say anywhere we have to fast on Tanis Esther? I think the average Jew would struggle to find the source. Where does it say we have Zechariah Novi says there'll be one day, there'll be different Soimas, Soima Revi, Soima Chamishi, in different Chadoshim. But there's four Tanis in the Zechariah, tells us. Asar Bateves, Tzoyim Gedalia, Shiva Samatamas, Tishbov. But is this anywhere? You have to fast on Tanis Esther. We have a Masechta of Tanis. Doesn't say anywhere in Tanis you have to fast on Tanis Esther. We have a Masechta Megillah. The state nisht. Nowhere does it say a Masechta Megillah you have to fast. It doesn't say it in Tanakh, and it doesn't say it, as the Mefarshim teach us, anywhere in Chazal to fast on Tanis Esther. Which leaves us. Yeah, you go home. Yeah, we're done. There's no source. Cult of.
Stop it.
We're done. Where does it say to fast on Tanis? Where does it say there's something called Tanis Esther? So, the Gemara Megillah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph lands out that you can start reading Megillah before Purim. You can do Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tesvav, as we all know, the first Mishnah Megillah. So the Gemara asks, Meicha Tesi, how do you know you can do Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel? The Gemara is called Drosha, it's not based on Yud Aleph. And the Gemara basically learns the word Zmanehem, you can add on two extra days. So the Gemara asks, Purim's on Yud Dalet. So if you can add on two extra days, so those two extra days should be the 13th and the 12th. Well, how do you get 11, 12, and 13? It should be 13 and 12, because you can add two extra days. So the two extra days should be 13 and 12, but the Gemara says you've got 11, 12, and 13. Says the Gemara, you don't need a source that you can read Megillah on Yud Gimel. It doesn't require a source. Says the Gemara, why? Yud Gimel, Zman, Kehillah, Lekolhi. It's when everyone gathered. So seeing as everyone gathered, we don't need a source. It's obvious you can read a Megillah on your Gimel. Explains Rashi, what does it mean everyone gathered? What is this gathering that makes it now so obvious that you can read Megillah on that day? You so much so, you don't even need a source. Says Rashi, that was the day where everyone gathered together in all the Ayaras and in Shushan, and they went and they fought their Oivim, and they were Menatzeach. They overcame their enemies, says Rashi Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Ikenes Boihaya. The main nes was on Daf Yud Gimel, was on Yom Yud Gimel. The main miracle happened on the 13th. Fine, says Rashi, you don't need a source. So what happened on the 13th? That's when Klai Sol Taka fought Amalek. Fine, says Manehem comes to tell me, 11 and 12. Comes the Rosh in Megillah, in the first parak in Siman Aleph, and he quotes Abayna Tam. And he very strongly argues on Rashi. He says, Zman Kil Lakoli isn't talking about in the times of Mordechai and Esther when they gathered together to fight Amalek. No, that's not what it's talking about. Says the Rosh, the name of Avinu Tam. You know what Zman Kil Lakoli? Everyone gathers together in shul to daven, to do slichas, and to fast on Tanis Esther. According to Rashi, what does it mean, the 13th Zman Kil Lakoli? That was when everyone fought Amalek in the days of Haman, Mordechai, and Esther. Says a bit of time in the Rosh, nah, that's what it's talking about. We're not talking about the fight. What are we talking about? That is when everyone gathers together, we fast, we do slichas, tachanunim, on Tanis, Esther. Says the Rosh, unbelievable. Why do we fast on Tanis, Esther? Because they fasted. Says the Rosh, how do we know that Klal Yisrael fasted in the days of Haman when we fought Amalek? Says the Rosh, you know the source they fasted? It had to have been. It had to have been. It couldn't have been that Klal Yisrael didn't fast when they fought Amalek. What's its source? No source, it's a logic. Where does the logic come from? Because we see whenever we fight Amalek, we fast. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up and he brought Chor and Aaron, they fought Amalek. Chazal Lanai quotes Gemara Tanis, but it's not Gemara Tanis. But it's a halacha of the Chazal Lanai. That from here we see Tanis Sibbad who requires three people. We see that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua and Chor fought Amalek, they fasted. So it had to have been that when Klal Yisrael fought Amalek, they also fasted. Says the Mordechai, also over there in Megillah, in Siman Tovshin 9 Vav. The Mordechai says, here is the source for Tanis Esther, and we have no source anywhere else in Talmud Bavli, in Tanakh for Tanis Esther, other than this logic. It must be they fasted, because how can you fight Amalek and not fast? Unbelievable. Comes out there's no source at all for Tanis Esther. Doesn't appear anywhere. It's a logic, we fast because they must have fasted. How do you know they fasted? Well, it can't be that Klal Yisrael didn't fast when they fought Amalek. This being the situation, is going to understand now the Siyata Dishmaya, how Tanis Esther differs to all other Tanisim. Let's give a few examples of this. Does a Chosan fast on a Tanis if it's during his Shivas Yemei HaMishta? No. Mamash HaShaila. It's a Yomtov for him. It's Mamash HaYomtov to Rabbanon for him. So there's a Chosan fast if his Shavu Brachos falls out on Asara B'Teves and Shiva Asar B'Tamas. The Rishonim deal with this. The Ridvah in Tanis Daf Lamed Amud Beis, he handles this Shaila. And the Ravah says the following. I'm going to say the first thing slowly. Ba'arba tsoimois elu. In these four fasts that we have for Navi Zechariah, Asar B'Teves, Shiva Asar B'Tamas, Tisha B'Av, and Tsoim Gedalia, a Chosan does need to fast during a Shiras Yamishteh. Why? So he says the following Svara. Because the Yom Tov that he has is a private individual Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov of the Yochid. The Avelus is an Avelus of Klal Yisrael. It's a national Avelus. So his private Simcha is in Doicha, the national Avelus. That's what the Ritva says. But what the Ritva say?
If he's in Shul, then the Kehillah doesn't say Tachanun.
Correct. 100%, the Kehillah doesn't say Tachanun. But that doesn't
exist. That's on the Kehillah, on the Simcha.
Correct, but that's something else. That's a din in Tachanun. Tachanun is a separate din to a Tanis. Tanis is a gezerah from different Nevi'im. Tachanun, people are very mekel, maybe some people are too mekel, but Tachanun has different rules to the Tanis. You're right, Tachanun he exempts them. But the Tanis, that's a takon of the Nevi'im. And one person's dine yochid, my yom tov, doesn't push off the avelis of the rabbim. But the Ritva was specific. The Ritva says the Arabat Soimus, only the four Tanisim, which sounds like, Tanis Esther, a chosan doesn't need to fast. That's what it sounds like from Ritva. If we're right, we'll see in the posting of Ezra Hashem, now be one nafkemina. Does a chosan need to fast? Nafkemina number two. What happens when any of the Ta'anesim fall out on Shabbos? So let's say, for example, Shiva Sabbatamas and Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. So when do we fast? We fast on Sunday. Why do we fast on Sunday? So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, teaches us a rule. Aktumei Puranos Loi Mekadmei. We don't bring hard days early. We don't want to fast. We don't want to mourn on Shiva Sabbatamas. We don't want to mourn on Tisha B'Av. We want Mashiach to come before then. So we have two options to bring it forward. And to bring it afterwards, what do? We push it off because we want to bring forward a sad day. When Purim falls on Shabbos, when do we fast?
Thursday.
We fast on Thursday. The Rosh says this in the first Siman in Megillah, and so does the Mordechai over there in Tavshin 9 Vav. Why do we bring it early? Says the Mordechai, what's the rule? Why'd you push off a fast? Because we have a rule. You don't bring forward a hard day. Says the Mordechai, how explained by the Kovitz Mepharshim at the bottom of the Haras. But Tanis Esther is not a day of Peronius. It's not a day of tragedy. Seeing as it's not a day of tragedy, you bring it forward. Ah, so we just learned something. How the Mordechai explains it to us, Tanis Esther is not a tragic day. Therefore, you can bring it forward. You don't need to delay it. That'll be Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number three. Comes the Beis Yosef in Tof Peg Tzadik Zayin. And he quotes the Shiboli Aleket. And the Shiboli Aleket quotes a story with Rashi. A story with none other than Moreinu, Rabban Shel Yisrael, Rashi. Purim fell that year on a Shabbos. And Klal Yisrael were fasting on a Thursday. And there was a woman who had to take a long trip to meet a very choshev minister or prince or whatever on that Thursday. So she asked Rashi, am I allowed to fast on Friday? So Purim was on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael fast on Thursday, and she wanted to know, b'shem Rashi, am I allowed to fast on Friday?
Purim can't fall on Shabbos.
It can. Yeah. Your Dalit
can.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the question she asked to Rashi is, so how is it able to fall early? That's the question that she asked Rashi. Said Rashi, Ta'anizu is not medivrei neviim, it's not medoraisa, it's not medirabonon, ela minag ba'alma hi. Unbelievable. Rashi says, it's a, Tanis Esther, is a minag ba'alma hi. That's what Rashi said to her. And the end, Shiboi Aleki, he brings a person shouldn't fast a different day because of Loitis going to do. But out the actual fast, Zog Shiboi Aleki in the name of Rashi, you can taka, you can fast another time. Why? It's not Midaraisa, and it's not Midarabanon, Ela Minog Ba'almahu. So we have a few Nafkiminas already learning up how Tanis Esther is different. You bring it early. Maybe a chosan is able taka to doesn't need to fast if it's in a shiva simi amish there. Maybe if a person's traveling, whatever, you can be makel. We have three big nafkiminas. But the question is, it's true we've just learned that there isn't really a source for Tanis Esther. But what is the main nafkimina then between the two? Comes the Rambam. There's a
one is a four. The other is a forerunner of bad events. Tanis Esther is a forerunner of a good event.
Oh, that's the pshat. Mr. Bloom saying the chavin to the Rambam. Yeah. So the Rambam on Hilchos Tanis in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph says something amazing. Then there's no Mishnah Torah here, is there? Okay, never mind. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tanis Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that the Jewish people fast on Arba Tzaymas. We fast on four fast days. Mipnei Atzara She'iru Lahem, because of the tragedies that occurred. And the tragedies that occurred there, says the Rambam, are still happening to us nowadays. That's Lashon HaRambam. The tzoras that happened to Klal Yisrael then are still happening to us nowadays. And therefore we fast, says the Rambam, kedei, in order le'oira halavavus, in order to inspire the hearts, le'paseach al darchei tshuva, in order to awaken and inspire the hearts of the Jewish nation to do tshuva. And the Rambam says that we have to remember in Hilchos Tanis, Perek Eilach Aleph, and he continued in his Marich, that the whole kavana of all the Tanis is to do tshuva. And the Shavura brings this Rambam almost word for word, and the Shabura says amazingly that if a person fasts on a fast day and doesn't do tshuva, says the Mishnah Berurah, he chat the tuffle umeniach es ha'ikah. He took the tuffle and he left the ikah. The ikah is the tshuva. And he brings, it says by Anshei Nineveh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see sakam v'z ta'anisam. When Nineveh did tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see they put on sackcloth and they fasted. Ela ki raus ma'aseim ki shavu midarcham ara. He brings that by Nineveh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't interested in the lack of intake of food and drink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. That's what the Rambam says, the tachlis of all the ta'anisim are, of Tzoyim Gedalia, Asar B'Tevas, Shiva Sabatamas, and Tisha B'Av. Continues the Rambam. And the Rambam says, those are all the tzoras that happen to us. Then the Rambam says, Oh, B'Shloisha Asar, and on the 13th of Adar, the Jewish people, we fast Ta'anis Esther. But the Rambam doesn't say, because of the tzoras that once happened to us, that we're still befalling. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that we fast on Ta'anis Esther to remember what happened, Bimei, Mordechai, the Haman. Unbelievable. So it comes out, there's an intrinsic difference in between the Arba Tzomos and in between Ta'anis Esther. The Arba Tzomos are tragedies. They're such sad days. Is Ta'anis Esther a sad day? It comes out based on what we're learning, Ta'anis Esther is not a sad day. If anything, Adarabba, Ta'anis Esther is a very happy day. This is the day that Klal Yisrael destroyed Amalek. Comes the Mishnah Yavis, Rabbi Tzalal Zolti in Megillah, and then in Shtukot Torah in Siman Ayin Vov, and he brings down the following Nafkemina. He says that the Rambam in Hilchas Ta'anis paskins the following, that any of the Arba Tzomos, or when an individual accepts upon himself a Ta'anis Yachid, says the Rambam the following, Lo yinayg idoinim ba'atzmoy. A person should not pamper themselves. And a person shouldn't be sameach v'toiv lev. A person should not be overjoyous. And a person should be sameach v'toiv lev. Says the Rambam, when it's a day of the Ta'anis, it's not just that we're not eating and drinking on this day, but there's a chalois din Ta'anis. What's the chalois din of the Ta'anis? That a person has to behave in a certain way. There's an atmosphere. There's an ambiance on a Yom Ta'anis. And what is that? It's a somber day. It's not a day where people should be overjoyous and a person should, you know, shouldn't pamper themselves. Says the Ram, a person shouldn't unite the schoik the kolos roish. A person shouldn't act in a light-headed way, and a person shouldn't just for no reason indulge in overjoyous activities. Why? Because it's the day. It's got a din in this day. This is the day of a Ta'anis. Says the Mishnah Yaibetz. But this halacha will not apply to Ta'anis Esther. Ta'anis Esther is a day that we don't eat and drink. But is it a day that's got the shame din Ta'anis? You're not allowed to be happy, you're not allowed to be overjoyous, you're not allowed to do these things? Chas v'shalom! Ta'anis Esther is an extremely happy day! So if that's true, why do we fast? Moiridikt. Zog there, why do we fast on a happy day? Do you know why we're so happy? Because we destroyed Amalek. Why do we destroy Amalek? Because Klal Yisrael did tshuva. The Jewish people did tshuva, and it was b'schus the tshuva they were able to overcome their enemies. So why do we fast on Ta'anis Esther? Says the Rambam in the Shabura word for word this reason. To remind us that when we do tshuva and we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us, and then, and only then, can we overcome our enemies. What an unbelievable day! Is there a day like that? That we remind ourselves that when we do tshuva and when we pour our hearts out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs. Not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillahs, but for sure we will overcome our enemies. What a happy day. So it comes out the lack of intake of food and drink is different to the other Ta'anis. It's not a sad day. Adarabba, it's such a happy day. It's such a joyous day. So much so that this day is mamish linked to Purim. Ad kan divrei HaMishnah Yavetz. It's amazing to know that the Rav Avadia is a tzal. So in Chazon Avadia, in Hilchas Ta'anis Esther, in Ois Kimmel, he paskins something amazing. Rav Avadia paskins that a chosan is exempt from fasting on Ta'anis Esther. Listen to what he says. Says Rav Avadia in Chazon Avadia, in Hilchas Ta'anis Esther, in Ois Kimmel, not just is a chosan potter on fasting on Ta'anis Esther, a chosan is not allowed to fast on Ta'anis Esther. As there's a Rav Avadia. And he quotes an hour at the bottom of the Ritva. A chosan's not allowed to. Why? Because what's the reason why the Rav says that Arba Ta'anis a chosan does fast is because it's avelus of the rabbin and he's got a yom tov. So my yom tov, as great as it is, doesn't push off an avelus of the rabbin. Zok there, no aris over there. But on Ta'anis Esther, there's no avelus. So we have the rule. He has a yom tov. a Yom Tov, you're mechuyev to be happy, and part of being happy is eating and drinking. And he paskins over there, a chassan is mechuyev to eat and drink and be merry and happy. If it's Shivas Yameh Mishneh, falls on Tanis Esther. Adkan, Divri Ad the Gemara, and the poiskim, the difference between Tanis Esther and other Tanis, it comes out that Taka is no source for Tanis Esther. There's poshut, no source. It's a masur we have that they must have fasted, so we fast to remind ourselves we do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens and is shomer tefillah. Fine. There's an unbelievable Kava Yosha. The Kava Yosha in Perek Tzadik Zayin brings down how he understands Tanis Esther. And he says the following. He says you should know that the Malach, the Magid who learned with the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, told him a different reason. He said a different reason for Tanis Esther. He said the following. He said that Purim is the one day where Klal Yisrael are exceedingly happy. There's no other day. There's a mitzvah to drink wine and get drunk and be sober sameach, avinish lebesunei. There's no other day like that. Chachamim, Mordechai and Esther know that averas and mistakes can happen when a person gets over happy and a person is intoxicated. Said the Malach to the Beis Yosef, therefore Mordechai and Esther were mesaken etanis before. Why are they mesaken etanis the day before? As a segula, that there will be no physical or spiritual damage done to the Jewish people the next day. That's what the Malach told the Beis Yosef. It's a segula to fast, because fasting is the opposite of indulging in food and drink and wine, and that should be a segula, said the Malach to the Beis Yosef, that the Jewish people should not have any hezek during the Siddur the next day. Fine, that's another reason for Tanis Esther. I want to share with the Olam something scary I saw in Shalaz Achuvah Sheva Akahasi, in Chelek Aleph and Simon Reish Gimel. Rav Shama Gross, he's a poisek in Eretz Yisrael, in Machsiki Adas, in Bells. He writes something extremely scary in that Shuvah over there, in Simon Aleph, in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Reish Gimel. He writes that I want to tell you, he writes, what I heard from the Mekubonim. He said the Mekubonim teach something scary. He says, Chas v'shalom, can a person be makel on Tanis Esther? According to everything we've learned, a person can be makel on Tanis Esther, if need be, so much so, the Ramah paskins this. The Ramah paskins in Tafresh Peivov, in Hilchos Tanis, sorry, in Hilchos Purim, the Ramah paskins, that unlike the other tzomus, if a woman, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, a person whose eyes are hurting him, can be makel, does not need to fast. That Ramah does not apply to the other Tanios. Comes the Sheva Akahasi and quotes the Mekubalim and says something very scary. He says, Chas v'shalom, can a person be makel on Tanis Esther? It's an extremely chomadika fast. And he writes the following. That the Gezerah of Haman, say the Mekubalim, wasn't nullified. It was just pushed off. The Gezerah of Haman was miskayim. The way that Chachamim instituted Tanis Esther was in order to push off the decree of Haman. Why is it that the decree of Haman has to come? Because the Pasuk says that anything that's signed B'tabah Samarach ain't lehashif. And we know the Vilna Gaon teaches us that whenever it says HaMelech in the Megillah, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu signed, there'll be some type of annihilation of the Jewish people. And the Kabbalim write the following. There's a big tof and a big ches in the Megillah. In Chor, Tcheles, there's a big ches and a big tof. Say to the Kabbalim, this is a remez to Shnas tof ches. When there were going to be tremendous massacres against the Jewish people. Just to how to make a cheshbon between Tav Ches and the Jewish date, you just add on 1240. That's how you make a cheshbon. So Tav Ches plus 1240 is 1648. Say the Mekubalim, there's a big Tav and a big Ches in the Megillah. As a remez, the Haman's Gezerah was Miskayim. In 1648 and 1649, the famous Chalmitzky massacres, when Chalmitzky and Machshamay Vizichroy, a Hitler of his time, went through Ukraine, went through Poland, he wiped out over 300 Jewish communities. So much so, the Chachamim of Poland instituted a fast, which to this day, on Chaf Sivan, there are many, many people, mostly it's Polish Jewry, that fast to this very day to commemorate the Chalmitzky massacres of 1648 and 1649. Say the Mekubalim, the reason we fast on Tanis Esther is to delay the inevitable Gezerah of Haman. that sadly did occur in 1648 and 1649. He says, therefore, Chas v'shalom to be mezalzel and Tanis Esther, because it is a day of Peronios. Everything you learned until now was the Pshat, the Gemara, the Rambam, the Poiskim. But the Kabbalim teach us that very, very scary, the Gezer of Haman was a little bit miskayim in the Bechina in 1648 and 1649. But I'd like to be Messiah on a positive note. There's something so powerful that the Kavah Yosha says, Ritzvinosh Kaidenova, the godel of his time, who lived in the late 1600s in Frankfurt and in Vilna, and he wrote a sefer called Kavah Yosha, which is Mekuvel in Gantz Klal Yisrael, as a classic on ethnic works and Musa and Divrei Soyrus. It's so powerful. I brought it here, and I even made photocopies if anybody wants to take. It's the Kavah Yosha in Peret Tzadik Zayin, and I'd like to read it out, Bishop Schan. Lachein anachnu adas Yisrael, asher shurim begoyle v'sloivin tzah ha-golos, that we're here in Golos, and we're suffering, l'man kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're suffering every day in Golos, because we're Jewish people. Mischabrim and miskanchen v'batei knas yais. So what do? We gather together in shul, shehein nikran ganken chatzar ha-melech. A shul is called chatzar ha-melech, and that's where Esther Malka went to. Malko Sheloinam. Esther went to Chatzar HaMelech, said in the Kabbalah, it means she davened, and her tefillahs hit a place called Chatzar HaMelech. Ubevadai, says the Kavah Yosha, al yedei amiras haslichas v'atfilos, through saying slichas and tefillahs, anu me'oirim es Mordechai hatzadik ve'Esther HaMalka. When we daven and say slichas and tanis Esther, we awaken the neshama, whatever this means, of Mordechai v'Esther. Ubevadai he mischabrim imanu b'yoyim tanis Esther. Says the Kavah Yosha, when we say slichas and tachanunim or tanis Esther, we include Mordechai and Esther, whatever this means. They come and join us in our tefillahs. Asher anu maskirin zechusim, when we say in slichas b'Mordechai v'Esther ishata b'necha, when we quote Mordechai and Esther, to v'chino, whatever this means, they come and join us in our tefillahs and tanis Esther. And he says, everyone, those that live in the kfarim, have to come close and join everyone that has a shul in Tanis Esther. Ki yoyim zehu mesugil me'oid. This is a major, major day with many skullers in it. What's the skuller of the day? She yukubal tfilasenu b'schus Mordechai v'Esther. This is such a powerful day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to the tfilas b'schus Mordechai v'Esther. V'chomi shetzorech rachamim al ezadova. I wish every Jewish person knew this Kavah Yosha. Anyone that needs rachamim, any Jew that needs a Yeshua in any way, should tzarech leispalal, and he needs a daven for a certain Yeshua, says the Kavah Yosha, this is what you should do. Yikach pnai la'atzmoi b'yoyim hatanis Esther. Take private time on Tanis Esther, v'yoyim ha'tchila mizma chafbeis b'sefer Tehillim. Say kapitul chafbeis la'matzelach alayela sashacha, which is what Esther Malka said. And Chachamim say, the Esther haista nikris ayela sashacha. Esther is called ayela sashacha, and the Gemara Megillah says, when Esther nintza Achashverosh, she said, kapitul tehillim, kapitul chafbeis la'matzelach alayela sashacha mizma ledovit, keli keli lamazavtoni. V'achar kach in afterwards, yishboich sicha lifnei Hashem. A person should pour their hearts out to Bori Olam. V'yivakesh bashak bakashasoi. They should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu their request. V'yaske zechus Mordechai v'Esther. When a person davens on Tanis Esther, they should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to my tefillahs b'schus Mordechai v'Esther. Asher b'schusam ya'aseh lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'schus Mordechai v'Esther, HaKadosh Baruch Hu betreat him. V'yivdach lo ishari rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the gates of mercy. Uskubal Tfilasai Baratsoin. And his tfilas will be answered Baratsoin. I wish every Jew knew this Kavah Yosha. The power of Tanis Esther. That if a person takes time on their own and goes to a private place and says Kapitul Chavbeis and asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer them, Mishchus Mordechai v'Esther, there's no doubt that Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer their tfilas and all the tfilas of the Jewish people on Tanis Esther, Habalim Letoiva. Machmas, its power. I made some photocopies. If anybody wants to take the Kavah Yosha here in Tzadik Zion, to Moedek a thing, and to spread this Kavah Yosha, I think is a big mitzvah. If anyone needs Yeshua, to daven on Tanis Esther, a major scholar, the Philosh Bin Eskavol Be'ez Hashem.